Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When people come to me and they say, Kayla, I am feeling so not okay. I am feeling so depressed or so anxious or so stuck and not myself. The three questions I love to lead with after, of course, validating their feelings, hearing them out, letting them know that this is like literally such a part of life, is when we get to the actionable steps, I ask, are you moving your body? That's the first one. Are you feeling your feelings? Like, are you talking about them? Are you journaling about them? Are you crying about them? And then the third thing is, are you making art about it? Are you creating about it? Are you alchemizing it? What is up, guys? And welcome to Skinny Dipping, the podcast where we dive into the mind, the body, the soul in order to create actionable change in our lives. And I'm Kayla Rose. I am your host of Skinny Dipping the podcast. And today is such a special episode. We are currently in the season and the era of the Phoenix. The reason I love the era of the Phoenix is because it's that aha moment. But in this episode today, I think you will have some aha moments, some click moments, some instant transformation moments where you're just like, oh, I get it. I get what I need to do now. But I think the other archetype that is coming through of the Phoenix, besides the death and the rebirth and the cycles of life, is also the fire. The fire that is sparked within us when we finally want to become anew, when we finally want to create again. And today is going to be about creative fulfillment, because I'll get into it in a second, but creative fulfillment, I genuinely feel like, is one of the greatest pillars of life. Like I said in the opening, it's like if you're feeling depressed or anxious or stuck or confused, it's like, how can we move your body? How can we release that stagnancy within your body? How can we feel our feelings? How can we cry it out? How can we talk about it? How can we journal about it? How can we process it? But then I feel like the final step is to alchemize it. Like, can you make art about it? Like, can you literally create about it? Because I feel like this is the process of actually embodying the release of emotions within our body. It is kind of that final step that alchemizes. What do I mean by alchemize? Alchemize is taking the pain, taking the emotion, taking the feeling, taking something that you can't explain and turning it into something beautiful, turning it into something that can explain how you feel without words being conveyed. And that is the beauty of art. That is why I love art. I love music. I love to write. I love poetry. I love being on this mic. I find that this is my art practice. I love dance. I love, you know, I'm not the best painter, but I do love to get in my feels and do some like creative, abstract, physical art, even though I'm not technically good by any means. It is a great way to express yourself. And it's just like, everyone is an artist. It's not just if you do these different mediums of writing or poetry or sculpture. It's like even business, I think of as art. I think that my entrepreneurship is part of my art practice because I am creating and alchemizing. I am taking a problem and creating a solution through my imagination. And I genuinely believe that our imagination is one of the greatest gateways to connecting with spirit, the divine, source, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. I genuinely feel like it is a huge connecting point that connects us to something greater than ourselves, greater than what we can see in this physical dimension of humanity. I think that when we connect to our imagination and we create, we discover things about ourselves that we didn't even know existed. So today we're going to dive into something so special. We're going to be talking about creative fulfillment and also ways to channel the muse through you. What is the muse? How do we channel the muse? How do we connect to this greater part of ourselves? Like, even if it's not your profession, not the way that you're making money, like, we are all artists. Like, our life is art that we are creating. Our adventures, our travels, our relationships, our businesses, it's all art. And when we start seeing it as that, I feel like our life becomes more intentional and transformed. And it just gives me a reason to honestly want to live and want to exist. Like, art makes me want to live. Like, making my life the canvas is one of the main reasons that I feel like life is worth living. So before we get into it, guys, hi, I'm Kayla Rose. We're going to dive in. I'm at Sundays KK and at Skinny Dipping Diaries on Instagram. So whenever you get downloads of your own through this process of this episode, which I know you will receive downloads because you are a brilliant being and a brilliant being who has come here to think outside the box. I know you're going to receive downloads, so please message me. It's all going to be linked below. And then also, if you want to join the fam of Skinny Dippers, watch this video. Maybe if you're a video girly girl, a video human, I have the full video up on the Soul in Progress community app. And I would love for you to join it because it's honestly the most dope community actually ever. I feel so grateful every day. I'm just like, wow. These cool humans and me, like, get to live this life together. And, you know, on the podcast, we get to live our life together, but it's just so different when we get to connect back and forth on the community. There's chat spaces, there's breathwork, meditation, workshops. Right now, we are reading All About Love by Bell Hooks. So if you want to join in on that, join in on the book club. And even if you're not reading the book, you can join. I really encourage people to not worry about reading and just come for the conversation, because your own human experience is enough to convey wisdom. So with that being said, let's fucking strip down and dive in. Subscribe if you're new, real quick. Pause. Subscribe. It really helps me. Done? Okay. Perfect. Let's strip down and dive in. This is Skinny Dipping. Ba-da-bum. Okay, so how do we even begin? I actually saw a TikTok right before this, and sometimes I go to spirit and I say, communicate to me through technology, and I will literally receive like a TikTok or like just a photo that I see on Pinterest that actually completely describes what it is that I want to convey, or the message that I need to hear in my own life, or the advice that I need to hear. Like, or something that I'll do is I'll be playing music in my car, and I'll go to all my liked songs on Spotify and I'll press shuffle, and I'll be like, spirit, like, tell me what I should do about this situation. And I'll press shuffle and I'll see what song comes through and comes up. And that's just a way that I think shows, and it's always so accurate. Let me say, it's always so accurate. Sometimes I'll also be like, how does this person feel about me? Shuffle. And it's so accurate. I'll be like, how do I feel about this person? Shuffle. So accurate. It's actually crazy. And I think that spirit can move through technology because we have, you know, transformed a lot of our art into the technological world in this new, you know, age of Aquarius, golden age, as we're moving into technology and in this more air sign energy. I think that spirit can communicate to us, like, through these apps. Like, if you are open, if you let it, if you ask of your free will to receive the messages, you will. It doesn't just have to be like a silly little app that you're on. Like, you can actually use it to your advantage. Like, even Spotify, me just like shuffling, that helps me connect to spirit so deeply through art, through technology. Like, technology has a lot of downsides, but I do think that we can use it. So going back to what I was saying, I saw a TikTok and I was about to get on the mic and talk about creative fulfillment. And this man is saying that you need to create art, not because you need it to be good or because you need to even like be seen or make money, but because you have to create art in order to understand yourself. What happens is, in the process of creating art, whatever medium it is coming in, whatever form it is coming in, what happens is that the process actually mimics the emotions. It mimics the actual art itself. You will notice that through the process, the emotions channel through, and you learn so much about yourself in the process of creating.
I'm traveling right now, and I swear to God, I just like to keep it so simple, and that's why the only skincare that I bring with me is OneSkin, because it's actually scientifically proven. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin, and if you're like me, you tend to set really big goals for yourself and you make it really complicated, but sometimes the simplest changes are the most impactful, and OneSkin's two-step approach for healthier skin actually proves this. I literally love them, and for a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products. And go check it out. It helps me out. Tell them that we sent you using the code SKINNYDIPPING. They use basically this new scientifically proven peptide called OS1 to create healthier looking skin. It's all scientifically backed. And by focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting so young and fresh and healthy for so much longer. So get 15% off today with the code SKINNYDIPPING, also going to be linked below, at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with the code SKINNYDIPPING. And that's on OneSkin. And let them know that we sent you.
More than you do in your normal life on autopilot, where everyone is telling you what to do and what your life path should be and what is the best thing for you and this tip and this trick. It's like when you get the opportunity, that's a key word there, because it's a fucking opportunity to slow down, check in, and be like, wow, what do I feel? Who am I? What do I want to create? What does my imagination want to concoct today? You know, what does it want to come up with? What does it want to create? I genuinely believe our imagination is a connection to spirit, is a connection to something greater than ourselves. It is our way of communicating with our spirit. And a lot of people discount imagination. And let me tell you, imagination is the fucking gateway to connecting with the divine. It is so special. And we learn so much about ourselves in the process of creating art. So don't create art for other people or for the end result. Do it because it's going to teach you so much about yourself. It is going to challenge. It's going to challenge the ways that you see yourself, the ways that you're creating yourself. It's going to challenge your insecurities, your triggers, the ways that you don't feel good enough, the ways that you are so ready to step into your full potential. You just learn so much through the process of art. And the reason why I really wanted to talk about creative fulfillment today, and not just art, but the actual act of being truly fulfilled and truly joyful and truly happy and content in life because you are creating art, not because everything is perfect, because your art makes life worth living, is because I did podcast camp in January. That was my first round ever. And I was creating this whole program, and it was literally like art to me. And then I was helping people with their podcasts and helping them create their art. And then alongside podcast camp, I was taking a pole intensive. It was a 4-week intensive where I'm learning to do pole. And then we did a final performance and a final dance. And I was creating art and challenging myself in that way through pole. So I was doing pole and podcasting, and I was also playing piano, and I had never been happier. Like, I had never felt so fulfilled, honestly, since like high school, since I was dancing every single day. Like, I feel like dancing every single day in high school gave me so much purpose. And also in college, every day that I had dance, when I was having a showcase to work towards, having something to work towards is the key. Like, it gives you purpose in life. And you don't have to just have your purpose be making a lot of money, surviving, having a family. Like, all those things are so beautiful. But it's like when you are creating just to create, something special happens. And in January, when I was doing pole and podcast camp alongside each other, I swear to God, I haven't felt that fulfilled in years. Like, I was like, wow, this is what it's about. It's not about even me going on these like crazy travels and adventures. Like, I've been all over to Europe, South America, Indonesia at this point. And it's like, still when I'm on those trips, sometimes it feels like there's something kind of missing. And I know that nothing's missing. It's just like within myself, I'm lacking fulfillment. And it's like in that personal responsibility where I see myself realizing, okay, I need to be creating art. And not in a forceful way, in a way that I literally have to, because it makes me want to live and breathe and enjoy life. So that's just an example of how creative fulfillment can change your life. And I just don't think we prioritize art enough. And then when we do prioritize it, then we try to monetize it. And a big realization that I've been having is that capitalism has infiltrated the smartest, most influential piece of our culture that it could. And that is art. Capitalism has infiltrated art where it's like, okay, well, if this is like your passion and your art, then you need to make money off of it. And if you're not making money off of it, then it's not very good. And that's like not, like you're not going to get anywhere, blah, blah, blah. That's what capitalism says. That's what the patriarchy says. And then we have capitalism actually infiltrating art in society at a larger level through celebrities. Like, you think that if politicians told us what to do, we would listen. But when celebrities do, we're like dedicated to them and we trust them because we love their art. Like, the larger system has infiltrated art. And that is I realized that is the smartest thing that they could have done. Because when you control art, and like art being right now celebrity culture of music and movies and dance and acting, like I'm talking about that larger level, you literally control the people. And when I had this realization, I was honestly really stoned. I'm not gonna lie, I was really stoned. I was in Canada on a ski trip with my family, and I write in my notes saying like, capitalism has infiltrated art. We see it in celebrity culture. But now, as I'm sober talking about this, I'm like, she knew what she was talking about. Like, stoned KK in the past definitely knew what she was talking about. And I think it is our job to begin to unravel the ways that art has been abused and used in order to control people and in order to create more power and greed in the world. It is up to us to individually begin to create art for us so that we can unweave those old archetypes and those old ways of being and then implement our new ways of being, saying, I'm creating art for me. I'm creating art from my heart, from my soul. And if I'm willing to share it, it is because that is going to give me a sort of sense of identity and fulfillment. And I think it's up to all of us pouring into our art, knowing that we don't have to be the biggest like celebrity in the world to make our art worthy. It is up to us to re-infiltrate the system that art has been abused in and say, no more, we are taking back our art because we love the creative process and we're falling in love with the process of it. Can you fall in love with the process of doing something rather than the final result? Because that process, that embodiment will teach you so much more about yourself than any session of therapy ever will. Don't get me wrong. I love therapy. I'm a therapy advocate. But what I will say about learning through the process of things is you get to actually embody it. And then you have that like click moment where you're like, wow, I just fell in love with the process. Can I now fall in love with the process of my whole life? Can I now hold the mirror up to my life and say, okay, now my life is the art. How can I fall in love with the process of this, even if it's messy, even if it's chaotic? And that's why we need to take back art, take back the narrative of art and creativity, and make it ours once again.
Ripple is a 0% nicotine aromatic diffuser so that you and me can puff on with plant-based ingredients, an organic base, natural aromas, and non-addictive formulas. Because honestly, fuck nicotine, and join the fuck nicotine movement with me. My absolute favorite Ripple that I puff on almost every day in my car is the Dream. It's lavender, valerian, and jojoba seed. This helps me with stress relief and relaxation, and I genuinely think that anyone who is addicted to nicotine should try Ripple. It's a British startup owned and operated by a brother and sister duo with a mission to get the world off of nicotine, one plant-powered puff at a time. And I'm going to give you guys 15% off with the code, all caps, skinny dipping. All caps, skinny dipping. For 15% off your order. I don't know how long this is going to be available, so go check it out right now. It's going to be linked in the description. Buy Ripple. It genuinely could change your life.
One of the main things that I love about art and spirituality and moving through tough emotions is that I genuinely believe the body knows before the mind does. The body can understand, it can feel what is going to happen and what is happening before the mind can conceptualize it. The mind is confined to evolution, our mind operates off of a lot of fear to keep us safe. So I think in that restriction of the mind, because of the evolutionary part of us, sometimes it can hold us back from really tapping into truth and tapping into deep knowing. But the body has this innate wisdom that it's carried with it for centuries within our DNA that literally knows before we do. Our body knows. Our body is so deeply and intrinsically connected to our soul and to our spirit. And what I notice in art is that I'll write a song and I'll be like, I don't feel this way. And then 2 weeks later, something will happen that feels like the song that I wrote. What happens is that the body knows before the brain does, and art is an opportunity to allow spirit to present us a foreshadowing of what's going to happen so we can process joy, pain, grief, even before it happens, so we can begin to work through it in our body. And also what I love about art is that it allows us to make sense of things in a way that cannot be always explained by words. It can only be felt. And that is why I'm about to talk about the muse in a second. But I think what I've realized is the reason that creativity leads to fulfillment inherently is because it connects us directly to our soul. It is like no middleman, nothing in between. It is like no oracle cards, no medium, nothing in between, no pendulum. It's like a direct connection. Creativity and art is our direct connection to the divine. And that's why it feels like love. That's why it feels like a high when you create and you share your creativity. That's why it feels like you can fall in love with the process, because your soul is not in a rush. The ego is the one that wants the final result. The soul is in love with the process and all the lessons that it's learning in between. And what I've realized is that art really does imitate life. Like, I know that's so cliche, but the lessons that I learned through pole about strength, about capability, have taught me more than therapy, honestly. The lessons that I learned through challenging myself through writing music and channeling through the right words and trusting myself. I feel like trust comes up a lot in the creative process. You have to trust the process. And that is something that you can only learn through the practice of it. You can only learn through the embodiment of it, is to truly practice trust with yourself. So what I'm trying to say is that through the process of creating art, you will learn the greatest lessons. Just like in relationships, like when you are co-creating life with someone, like the art of relationships, you are going to learn so many more lessons than you will learn when you're on your own. Like, you do learn so many lessons in solitude, I will say that, but you learn more lessons through relationships. You learn more lessons by creating art. You learn more lessons by failing, fucking up, being messy than you do by being perfect and trying to figure it all out. Like, stop trying to figure it all out. That's also like completely side note, but a message that's been coming through for me is like, stop trying to figure it all out. You actually don't have to have it figured all out, and that's totally okay. It's about trust, and also what you learn through the creative process is the art of surrendering. And surrendering can be so hard to embody because, like I said before, the mind comes in, it says, I'm not safe, we need to control. But then the body and the art and the creative process says, I can surrender now. I am safe to surrender now. I am safe to trust. And you can hear it all day through me. But the reason why I'm telling you to go the fuck out there and make your art and embrace the creative process is because I can tell you, surrender, let go of control, release it. It'll make your life so much better. But until you actually practice it and until you actually embody it, nothing's gonna change for you. Like, hearing it isn't going to do anything. You have to go out and live your fucking life. And art allows us to practice surrendering and practice trust within a safe space, because it's art. It's not life or death. It's honestly just art. So it's like you have permission to be messy. And that's what I love about art. It's not supposed to be perfect. It's supposed to be messy. It's supposed to just explain human emotions that we can't say with words, we can only feel it. So go out there, make art, because when you do that, I swear to God, you will learn so many lessons that I can't teach you on this podcast. I can't teach you these lessons on skinny dipping. The process of art, the process of creativity, the process of fulfillment, that is what is going to teach you the lessons. That is what is going to allow you to practice surrender and practice trust. Another thing I really want to talk about is to like make a lot of art, make bad art, make a ton of bad art, and then you'll make a lot of good art. Like, it's like everything in life. You just need to practice and you will begin to refine your craft. And this literally just comes from action and showing up. I saw this thing and it was saying, what was it saying? It's like a partner. It's like a relationship. It's a partner. It's like your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your partner, whatever. And if you don't show up, you're abandoning that relationship. Stop abandoning your relationship to yourself. Your art will connect you to yourself. Now I want to talk about the muse. And this is a concept that was taught to me by my pole teacher, Madison, who honestly, pole and that whole journey has taught me so much about life. And it really has. Like, the lessons that I learned through my conversations and my privates are amazing. Madison Camino, follow her on Instagram. She's honestly a huge inspiration of mine. I think I talked about her last week or 2 weeks ago. She's just an amazing friend, mentor, and inspiration to me. And she talks about this concept of the muse. Muse, I don't know exactly what she means by it, but I'll tell you what I think it means. So your muse is basically spirit wanting to channel through you. It is the energy that already exists. You think that when you're creating art that you're making something new, right? You're making something up. But in fact, the most basic science that we learn from Einstein is energy cannot be destroyed nor created. And not that I know a lot about that, so don't quote me on that. But what I will say is that the energy that you're channeling through is already there. It is already there. It is our ability to tap into the frequency where we can channel through the muse that we get to create that art that wants to be created. I genuinely believe the art itself wants to be created by you, and it would not channel through if it did not think that you are capable of its creation. Period. Mic drop on that. Rewind that if you need to. Literally, you are so capable of creating. Spirit has chosen you to create the art that you are meant to create in this lifetime. Whatever that is. It doesn't even have to be physical art. It literally could be your family could be your art or your relationship or your business. But yes, it can also be sculpture, writing, dance, music, poetry, like whatever it is for you. There's so many different forms of art. And life itself genuinely is art. I'm so sure you're tired of me saying the A word. The idea of the muse is that this energy can channel through you. So this is an actionable step that I have for you that is inspired by Madison. She made us do this in pole. She made us create a movement muse board. And this was to embody the energy that wants to come through in our dance and in our movement on the pole. But I'm going to say, for you guys, whatever your art is, or just like your muse for life, I want you to create a muse board. We're coining the term. I asked Madison for her permission and she called it something a little bit different, but I'm calling it this, a muse board instead of a mood board. Okay. A mood board is like when you go on Pinterest and you pick photos of like traveling, the relationship you want, the car you want, the house you want, the photo of like your keys to your new house or quotes that really inspire you. You know, a mood board is creating a vision board basically that presents who you want to become, who you are becoming, who are you aiming to be? What is your intention? And I love that. I love a good mood board. Don't get me wrong. I love a vision board, but a muse board is about looking at photos, looking at art and picking out the energy that is a full body yes to you. You are taking the muse, the energy that already exists, that's already there, that already wants to channel through you, and then you're going to tap into that energy and create a board. And when I created this board, it was nothing like my mood board, nothing like my vision board, nothing like my dream, quote unquote, dream life board. It was photos of people singing and dancing, and it was orchids and jellyfish and the cosmos and paint scattered on a wall. Like all these images came through and I was like, this is the muse. This is the muse that currently wants to channel through me in this present moment. And I couldn't explain it. I can't explain like what the muse is, but when you look at this board, which I'll post it in the Soul in Progress community app, so you guys can check that out there. What I love about it is it's not about picking what you want in life and creating a vision board. It's about channeling through what energy has already chosen you. How does spirit want to move through you? How does creation and creativity want to move through you? That is your muse, and that is your homework assignment to create a muse board. It kind of just happened. Like I kind of just started looking up like jellyfish, like came through for me. Looked up some jellyfish. And then while I was looking, I was like, oh, it would be really cool to put like, you know, Suki Waterhouse on here. I love Suki Waterhouse. She's just like a huge music inspiration for me. Looked up pictures of her. And then I kind of was like, oh, like, and Daisy Jones and the Six, like that energy, that muse, like Daisy on stage singing, like on her knees, like she's just singing from her heart. Like it's so obvious through the photo, like that came through for me. And then what else came through for me? Oh, like fruit came through for me, like sensual fruit. So I don't know, it's different for everybody, but it's like, it was crazy. The colors coming through too were like these purple royal hues. I had grapes coming through. Like it was giving this like royal rock star ethereal energy that I didn't know was wanting to channel through me. But now that I see it through my muse board, I'm like, this is who I'm becoming. Like, I love my vision board. I love her so much, but the muse is who I'm becoming. It is who I am channeling through. It is the energy that already exists that wants to become me, and I want to become it. And we are like merging together. So that is your homework. Instead of a vision board and it being so picture perfect, the life that you want, a muse board. How can you put art on your board? Colors, feelings. It's not about how it looks. It's about how it feels to you, the photo. So that's what I want you guys to do, because I think it's going to show you what art wants to move through you, what projects want to move through you, what creation and creativity wants to move through you. So the homework assignment is muse boards. I swear to God, it'll change your life because you won't know what's going to come through. I just did mine on Pinterest. It was amazing. Honestly, it's an amazing assignment. Everyone should do it. It changed my life. And yeah, is there anything else I wanted to say? Pulling out the notes. Something I wanted to say is, how do we share our art? Like, how do we do it? It's really scary. I get that way with music and my voice. I think it's very scary to sing for other people and share your lyrics with the world, but I'm going to be brave this year, and I'm moving towards creating music. So I hope you can be brave with me and know that fuck the fear and do it anyway. Run towards the scary, run towards what, you know, kind of makes your heart skip a beat and makes you a little nervous. It's not a bad thing. It's not a sign that you should avoid it. Maybe it's a sign that, you know, it could bring something amazing for you. And even if you don't have like material success from what you create, I want you to understand that it's about the process of the creative fulfillment that is going to change your life and teach you the lessons that you need to learn. So the best thing that you can do is have a project mindset. I teach this a lot in podcast camp, especially. Instead of being like, oh my God, I need to like start this whole career doing this and being an artist in this way, just be like, I'm going to do a 4-week project where I write 5 poems a week. And then by the end, I'm going to have 25 poems. And then I'm going to create a book on Etsy or whatever, you know? Or maybe for me, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to do a project the next 4 weeks, and I'm going to try to finish this one song, and I'm just going to go for it. Creating a time limit, creating a project mindset, and doing it in a shorter amount of time is going to make it seem less daunting, less scary, less commitment, and it's going to keep you from self-sabotage and allow you to lean into the process. So lean into the project mindset, pick something that inspires you, make your muse board, and then begin to share your art, because I genuinely believe, like, you know, there's a lot of bad things to be said about Instagram and TikTok, but what I will say is it gives you the ability to claim your identity as an artist. I just want to see art on my feed. I want to see artists creating and sharing. I don't really want to see people's get ready with me. Like, I know people love that, and it's just not my preference. I want to see people's paintings and listen to people's music and watch people dance online. Like, we have this ability in this era of the internet to really share our art and really claim the artist that we are and show other people what we're doing and what we're creating. And, you know, if I didn't post that I was a podcaster, no one would really think that I'm a podcaster. But I go on the internet and I share my work and I share my words, and then people see me and they're like, she's a podcaster. So if you go out there and you share your art, people are going to be like, they're an artist. So I think that we have this amazing opportunity to truly step into this identity as an artist and fully claim it, even if you feel like you're not the best or whatever. I know you have that artist within you that is dying to come out and dying to share their creations with the world. So with that being said, I love you. You are inherently fucking worthy. And these are all tools to help you on your journey. But in fact, you don't have to do anything to be worthy. You just are. That's why I want you to share your art, because I know that you are already deserving of this type of creative fulfillment, this type of inner soul fulfillment that'll just light you up from the inside out and make life worth living. So I hope you get inspired to go make some art, because the process of it, the creation of it, the sharing of it, it is the most spiritual journey that you can be on, and you learn so much about yourself in the process, because the artist says what words could not convey. Also, sometimes words are art, so that's hard to say. But I love you guys so much, and you are so special to me. I'm so grateful for this community. If you feel called, oh, wait, I remember. Actually, somebody from my last podcast camp, right before I hopped on to record, sent me this Young Pueblo poem about creativity. And I was like, this is crazy. I'm about to sit down and record about creative fulfillment. And then somebody from my podcast camp sent this to me and was like, this made me think about you. This inspired me. And I'm like, I'm going to share this on the podcast. So shout out to Alexis and her podcast, Divine by Design, if you guys want to check that out. She was one of my students in podcast camp. And guys, we're running another round. Check it out. Waitlist is going to be in, or maybe the waitlist, or maybe even the sign up at this point, is going to be in the description on whatever platform you're listening on. But I'm going to read this for you guys. And podcast camp was also such a big inspiration. Like, everyone left feeling so inspired. Like, the messages that people sent me made me cry. Like, let me just read you this real quick. Okay, Gabby from Podcast Camp, love that girl, said, Podcast Camp was better than my wildest dreams. Kayla gave us so much value and provided a beautiful space for all of us to really connect to our why and get inspired by each other. With her insight, I am now confident I can move forward with my vision of creating my podcast. I'll be really proud of Podcast Camp forever. And that was just one person, but I swear to God, the messages that I got from the members of Podcast Camp made me cry, because I was like, wow, I love being a teacher and I love making an impact, and I just want to help you guys achieve your dreams too. So this is what Alexis sent me by Young Pueblo. Ready? When you create something, do not watch its progress with attachment and anxiety. Create and let it go. Give it to the world and let it be. Feeling stressed over the outcome and radiating vibrations of agitation does not help you or your work. And the reason that I love this is because earlier I was saying in the podcast that the process of art and the process of creation is one of the greatest ways to practice surrender, one of the greatest ways to practice trust with the universe and with spirit. And I don't know many other ways that allows us to practice this type of surrender. But art teaches us that you can pour your full heart into something and then also let it go, which is like one of the greatest practices of acceptance, which eventually leads to peace. I love you guys. Subscribe if you're new. Share this on Instagram. Share this with somebody that you love. You're inherently worthy, and I'll see you next week. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinny dipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinny dipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/skinny dipping.